You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is January 30th, 2018. You are listening to episode number 99 featuring Darius Haywood. This one's been in the works for a while. Tons of off-air convos with the dude. Alcide's the homie. Real excited to chop it up with him on air and talk about, you know, his journey and everything that he's been up to since we met, because I don't even know the full story yet myself. And this is the last time we're going to tell y'all. If you missed the State of New England Hip Hop Forum, please go back and listen. Parts 1 and 2. You can even go back to the year before. Gems on gems on gems. If you'd like to get involved in the scene or with us or with anyone, if you're an artist, if you want to be behind the scenes, there's a lot of info there, and it's a great place to start. We're really trying to elevate this next year, so, you know, read up. If you missed the Mass Apparel, the John Hope, the Justin Clancy episode, any of those are up now. You can go on iTunes, LFOD Radio, LFODradio.com. If you just want a taste, SoundCloud/LFOD. It's got snippets of those interviews, phone-ins. It's got the Alumni Cypher Series, 24 and 24. It's crazy. You can talk to us online, Twitter, @LiveFreeODRadio, Instagram and Facebook, LFOD Radio. And we're actually about to be live on Facebook. A lot of people have been tuning in there if you want to get the video, see what we're looking like while we're talking to you. Tia looks good. I don't know about Tayshawn and I, but it is what it is. Speaking of which, we do have Tia and Tayshawn here today with us. What's happening, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, you ready for this?
Of course I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
It's Darius. I'm always ready.
Darius.
Darius.
Yo, people rock with Darius. It's crazy. He gets a lot of love.
Because he's the man. It's like that. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
It's like that. He's the guy.
He's from the East. Trademark.
Yep.
He is, yeah. We're about to get... It's about to be a Brockton takeover here on LFOD Radio.
Shout out
Brockton. East Side. Shout out all of Brockton. Yeah, we got to go Supremes. We're going to lock in the date for that today. That's what we're going to do.
Yes.
And then we'll shoot our first cooking podcast.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for Ooh. Real. And all right, we're going to go get him. We're going to play some records first. These all ended up in our email inbox, which is submissions@LFODradio.com. If you're an artist tuned in, you should send submissions to submissions@LFODradio.com. Yes. Keep it clean. That's how we built with all these guys. We get the records. If we like the records, we play the records. If we like more records, we hit you up and we do an interview. Something like that. That being said, we're going to get going with this Rose Gold. I don't know if y'all have heard this album yet. It's out of Detroit. 14 Karat produced it. And I don't know the name of the MC. I feel terrible. But it's called Rose Gold. RSX GLD. We're going to edit that out of the podcast. This record is called Thought Bubbles. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Down with the feet is we live next to the demons and heathens. Trying to see them hills from my eyes like the weekend. Peeking, one leg closed when I'm sleeping. I'm always on guard like a pastor that's preaching. Or defense, it's never been as common as this. Them thoughts in my mind flying like a car when it drift. Got a message by the order, I got a ship. And this wanna put my in like Oliver Twist. I'm in the mix of everything fresh in the city. So don't get mad if I don't reply to a text, cause I'm busy. It's either send this text to you or send this session to Drizzy. And stay ahead of fashion, I gotta know what's next and it's trending. Pin the verse between burn rubber meetings. My mom's car checking, just trying to make sure that I'm eating, cause I forget, but I can make it look fun in a tweet. I need a drink and I ain't even had a thought about sleep.
Chicken, yeah, laying over in Charlotte on my way to the A, ain't coming back without the millions. Yeah, she texts back, be safe, boot up, but when has that ever made a difference? Yeah, I guess it's just the fact that I'm different, gotta thinking I'ma change her lifestyle. Really got no patience when it all right now. And I said we, cause it's a squad, I'm in charge right now. You missed the old me, well I evolved right now. Dozed off, woke up thinking life's crazy. See her by booking that next flight, maybe. Possibly remember everybody who doubted me. Got too many too proud of me. Damn girl, you hit the lottery.
Don't you wanna ride this high?
Don't you wanna ride this high now?
Pack your bags and I'll take all night.
Pay your bags, girl.
I'ma let it count it up.
Baby, come and ride this high with me. Yeah, I'ma let it count it up. Say she wanna ride this high.
Yeah.
So I land in Atlanta, post up in Vine City, old hood gon' bananas, yeah, bro. Bro, nigga, drive a Honda, homeboy got a Phantom, bagging bitches at random, there you go. I ain't friendly like the masses, I'ma get it how I live it. I'm just here to make it happen, I know. And nothing happened overnight, love is infinite. With you, you changed my life. Since we talking about it, I remember one night up in Folly. Scared to pull out my wallet, $20 on me, please don't tell nobody. Jealous probably, you ain't got no money in that Buick, boy. Where your Benz, where your Audi? Look, I'm sorry. Maybe I don't fit up in this party. She ain't calling, dreams are ballin', taking shots of Parmesan riding. I ain't got it, ain't too much change from Burn City. 2 hours east of Raleigh, ask about me.
I'll take all night.
I'ma let
from the east. Yeah. Black man, half a milli for bail for moving cab. It's the same song. My underground was digital, streaming live Hot 97 during his pinnacle days. Angel eyes reflect criminal ways. You might catch a max sentence over minimum wage, and the rent pass due. You could gamble on the corner, even that's a crap shoot. Plus the game is rigged, never snitch, but it's about eliminating the risk. So you never see that 2x6. Life back on the hill, we used to chill behind Nick's crib. The OGs left a trail of smoke like big rigs. Beef inherited like names from heritage. Niggas look at you crazy when you start showing intelligence. Pass on the block, still I rep, put my flag on the block. Dudes came through strapping, got laughed off the block. I was never scared to fight, never did I use a gun, bat a knife. And they'll never tell you that I took flight. The devil's pie, come get a slice. Die to be real, treasure your life. See my uncle write his will on a piece of paper. Three sentences that tell you where the vision is. You wondering where I'm going? That's for me to know. From the east. When you forced to live in the moment, all you can do is keep your eyes on the road and let it roll. Let it roll. Just let it go. Let it go. All you can do is keep your eyes on the road and let it roll. Let it roll. Let it go. All you can do is keep your eyes on the road. Now, what would you do for a complex post? Quote, quote. How many waiting to be saved by the great white hope? Nope. 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 I'm way past fake handshakers and tastemakers. Don't fret, there'll be space in the van if you plan later. Curry just signed for 40 mil a pop, and they said he wouldn't last. The moral is you need ego, but don't let your ego get too big for the bag.
Hey, yo, we are back. Live Free or Die Radio. We got Darius Haywood with us.
Yes, sir. From the east. From the east. What's going on?
We still got Tia.
What's up? What's up?
Tayshawn.
Woohoo.
And Rory, right?
Rocky.
Oh, man.
My man Rocky Woodrow.
I always mess people up with that.
I swear your Instagram says Rory, though.
Nah, it says, it's because I have an X and a Y, so everybody gets that confused with
Roxy
or anything like that, but it's Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky in the building. Shout out to Thomas. He edits these podcasts. He's got a lot of work today, so. Anyway, that's the new... That's the newest record from you. You got a new video out for it as well.
Yes, sir.
Hillside Eyes.
Hillside Eyes all day, man. Shout out to Hill Street, Hillside Village.
You might catch a max sentence over minimum wage.
Yeah, it's that real. I mean, anybody that's, you know, from the urban neighborhoods or, you know, impoverished areas, they know what that means. Like, when people dealing with minimum wage or, you know, unemployment, you know, they take things into their own hands.
Yeah, man, that sentence really jumped out at me. What was what went into that record, you know?
You know, the crazy thing about that record, so we're taking a little break from recording at the time, and so we're in the whip, and Rocky's like, "Yo, I got some joints." So we going through it, whatever. So he gets to that record, right? I'm talking about he might have played half a second, maybe a second, and then he went over to another joint. I was like, yo, wait. Go back to that, because I heard it immediately. So he plays it, and I mean, I was like, yo, send that. I need that, like, now. It was just one of those moments, you know, I felt inspired right away. Like, it brought me the feeling. So, I mean, I probably wrote that in, like, 48 hours, man. Maybe less. Like, I knew right away where I was going with it.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to skip through it. He wasn't going to get that beat. I was like, nah, I don't think he want that. He goes, no, stop. I'm like, all right, I got you.
straight up. It was real natural like that, man. And I really wanted to tell that story, you know?
Yeah, I like it because you came in, and the way you came in with the flow, at first it feels like it's going to be one type of record, but then the bounce comes with the beat. Like, right. Oh, no, he's on it differently. And it's,
right, you know what I'm saying? And that's just... you know, especially for, you know, the people back home. Like, and I wanted to be one of those situations where, like, even if you're not from Brockton, like, you feel it. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm talking about. And, like, and the cool thing about that record is, like, it brings people back. It gives people nostalgic moments. And, like, you know, I remember getting messages from people like, yo, we was really behind Nick's crib. Like, that's crazy. You remember stuff like that. Like, so, like, that's what I try to do with my music. You know, I really want to just bring people into my world.
So you're really telling the story as it is. You're bringing in real places, real people.
Sure. No facades, man. No bells, no whistles.
Couple bells and whistles.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, like Jay said it best. He said, you can't tell stories without a little bit of irony. So, you know, I try to put some irony, but, you know, aside from that, I mean, this is all 100% fact. Like, people will vouch for this. You can do your research.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, dude, they're just going to click this podcast. This is the research. You Absolutely. Let them know. This is the story. So you got Black Diamond still spinning as well, though.
Yeah. I still get love for that, too. And that's what's dope. You know, shout out to Latrell. He said something earlier about 12. He was like, you know, he recorded that 3 years ago and people still ask him about it. And I mean, that's the end goal right there, period. Like, you want your music to outlast yourself at the end of the day. And, you know, for me to put that record out 2 years ago, and, you know, people want more music from me and still referencing that project, I mean, it really don't get better than that.
It takes a while for things. As much as things move quick now, it takes a while for things to move as well. Like, right. If you're not throwing huge budgets behind it to throw in people's faces.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
Like, you got to be patient. Some stuff pops up way later, you know?
That's what I try to explain to people, you know. I don't have all the answers, but, you know, the things I do know, I try to tell that to other artists and just people in general. Like, you got to have super patience. Like, it's so cliche, but it's not a game. Like, you know, there's days you're ready to give it all up. And, you know, that's when you get that breakthrough, you know, to keep going, keep putting that music out. And, you know, like you said, unless you got a big budget behind a lot of this stuff, like, it's not going to move the way you want it to move. And I think people have that misconception about, you know, numbers online and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I think if people just keep it realistic and just stay down, they'll get where they want to go.
Facts. Speaking of which, you're working on a new project, though.
Absolutely. From the East. That's a new project.
From the
that's
East.
That's a slogan, all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a new project, but fully produced by Rocky Woodrow. And shout out to my man Packy, Patrick Michael. He got a little production credit on there. So, yeah, we really just came together with that off the Hillside Eyes joint. And we had a couple other records we had recorded. You know, one which we're going to be playing tonight, Eastside Market. And, just one day, you know, we had kept talking about doing a project back and forth, and then finally I was just like, yo, that's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to tell that story, being from the East Side. Because being from Brockton, I tell stories about Brockton as well, but just even being from the East Side of Brockton, that's a whole other story within itself, like the different sides and stuff like that. So I really wanted to bring people in, you know.
We rock with Brockton.
And that's definitely
needs the illumination.
Yeah, I be listening to the some of the other podcasts too. You know, showing Brockton love. So
it's
100% respect, man. I appreciate that a lot, for real.
For real, man. We got to get to Supremes.
That's number one. I mean, I tell people all the time, I put Supremes up against anybody. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a Northside kid, so Supremes is not really for me.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Come on, man. He knows a legend.
Everybody back home is going to hate me for that, but.
Where are you taking us, then?
I might take you to Frank's.
Okay.
We can go get some seafood.
Okay.
Get you a shrimp plate.
I can't hate on Frank's, because I definitely mentioned Frank's on one of the records.
Okay.
I definitely mentioned Frank's.
I'll take you there. You'll love it.
All right. This is why I rock with Brockton, because y'all are about chilling and eating, really.
For real. I mean, you know, besides the other shenanigans, anybody will tell you they got one of their coolest friends is from Brockton. I guarantee that. Somebody in Massachusetts. Like, anybody that move around, been around, they got a solid person from Brockton. And vice versa. Like, same thing with Boston and all the other cities. Like, I got solid, like, some of my solid friends are from Cambridge, you know what I'm saying? Roxbury. Cambridge. Dorchester, you know what I'm saying? I got homies, family, people I consider family from those neighborhoods. So it's all about just getting around, moving around.
That's what's up. And you guys, even though he's from the north and you're from the east, y'all grew up together. Or you met like once the music stuff started moving.
How long you know each other? Going on like probably like 10 years now, almost.
Yeah, I met him through music, but he was my dead brother that died when I was 9. He was 13, but they used to play BBC together, so that's how I knew him. But
yeah,
Rest
in peace, Timothy Say Juice.
Yeah, on some music tip around what? Was that like 2010?
Yeah, it was about 2010. That's when I started recording my first project, you know, that I had put out before I moved to Atlanta, called Rough Times, Smooth Transitions.
I mixed that.
And he mixed the whole project.
That's when I just started. You know, it was like, it was harder for everybody in 2009 to find somebody to engineer their music. Word. So I was like, I'll do it myself. And, beat-wise and everything. Yep. I started out rapping.
Absolutely.
So I was like, I'll do it.
And that was the beginning stages. It's like, that was my first project I put out. That was my first time recording a full-length project. That was the first time fully mixing a project. And, you know, at the end, you know, the day we had finished and we was listening to it, you would have thought we was putting out a number one Billboard record, because that was just the feeling we had. We was excited.
We was hungry.
You know what I'm saying? We was hungry. You know, and that was a dope feeling. I'll never forget that. Even people still talk about that tape. And, you know, it's a real raw tape. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a bunch of freestyles. You know what I'm saying? Some kind of like novice songs. But I think what captured people was the feeling. And you could feel the pain behind the words. You could feel the honesty. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I stand on. Like, you know, you gotta have a certain level of integrity in this game at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? You can't be up here making up stories. People gonna find that out immediately.
I always tell them.
They're gonna see right through it.
There's a lot. Well,
I'm his biggest fan. Like, he know that. Like, I always tell him, especially one of the tracks on, was it Black Diamond? What track? The track I produced?
Whispers.
If everybody go back and listen to Whispers, and you'll understand why I'm just his biggest fan.
That's what's up. You got to be fans first, right? And then
absolutely.
Fans, family, and then the next record. So what should we expect from the next one? What's the focus on that?
Better songwriting, heavy bars, a lot of intricate stories. You know what I'm saying? Personal stories. That's, you know, that's how I'm coming with it. I'm just digging a little deeper. You know, if you listen to Black Diamond, you know how honest I get with it. And now it's just like, you know, I'm putting a couple names to the stories. You know, I'm still iffy about that, because a lot of these things is risky to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm just kind of like peeling off another layer of the onion, you know, and just giving people, like I said, that real in-depth look. I think it was time for that. And I think I'm one of those people from Brockton that people can hold true to that word. To the things I'm saying, they know I've been around. They know I done walked every street in that city on my own two feet. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know who I am. So I think that's why I get the reception I do, just because it's just the way I move, the person I am, and you know, I'm not telling no lies.
Right. Is there a theme that you got in mind for that though? The album.
The theme really is I'm really looking out for the younger generation and people who kind of like in the same predicament I was in. You know, it's for those people that, you know, they really in that fork in the road where, you know, they see all these things, they got friends involved in the life in the streets, and it's like a tug of war, because these are your people you hang out with every day, and that's what they doing. But at the same time, you got the right mindset and you got a vision to take yourself somewhere else, and that's probably like the hardest thing to deal with coming up in these neighborhoods is staying on the right path. Not just taking the right path, but staying. You know, it's an everyday struggle. And I'm really just trying to give my stories and the things I've seen to try to help them, you know, make that right decision. Because I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the stories, it's not perfect. It's a lot of flaws. And it's okay to be flawed, you know, but still do what you need to do.
So it's more about, like, relatability, you would say?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's what's up. Yeah, we are all very flawed, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very true. That's step one. So we're going to play a record. We're going to come back. But people want to follow you if they want to keep up with your story. It's at Darius Haywood on everything.
Across the board. Yes, that's
H-E-Y. You for that.
That's H-E-Y-W-O-O-D as well. I'm not Darius Haywood Bay. Shout out to him, though.
It pops up when you Google you.
Yeah,
keeps wanting.
We're getting there, though.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe, even if it's just me or people searching, I feel like we're getting there. It's like third or fourth now. You know, it's a unique name, so.
At Darius Haywood on yes, everything.
Sir. Find me anywhere.
Where are you at, my man, with the X's and Y's and everything?
I'm Rocky. R-A-U-X-Y-W-O-O-D-R-O. And that's everything across the board with two X's on Twitter.
With two X's on Twitter. All right. Yeah. Man, you don't make it easy. All right, though. We got it. Rocky and Darius will be back with y'all
from the East.
A minute. From the East. We're going to play, well, we're going to play that Codes, and we'll be back after this. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Young Nap, baby. We keepin' receipts. My name up, don't play me for cheap. Yeah, don't care about your following. I see the room when I walk up in. I do my thing, they hollering. They'll pull you some strings, you genuine. Who pulling your strings? We seeing them. Jokers be faker than CNN. You playing yourself, you Tommy Shell. With the hoes, I keep it a butter rim. Okay, using my palate. Some own vials with the balance. I'm floating on water, sounding like you drowning. I move up the order, bang like I'm popping. I'm coming third quarter for real. Put that flag down, man, I rap for my city for real. Care less how you feel.
From the East.
Please don't switch up the codes, please don't switch up the codes. Please don't switch up the codes, please don't switch up the codes. When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes, yeah. When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes, man. One rule, never speak. Two kinds, them and me. Three words from the East.
That's my son.
Four shots, pray for me. I've been down this road before. I know the way to go. I used to sit and watch. Now it's time to run the show. Two legs, 10 toes. East side zip code. Oh, you talking bricks now? Oh, you learn the zip codes? I need a box score. Who are these shots for? I'm being modest with the details. Boy, I seen a lot more. I need a box score. Tell me what block yours. I can maneuver around the troubled waters, born from the South Shore. Hillside Village. Fat boy had the caddy truck. Push a button, lift the navy up. Why your story's never adding up? Hillside Village. Ride a letter like a frat yard. Higher ups try to put us in check. We're getting quick to pull a black card. Please don't switch up the codes. 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 When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes. Ay. When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes, man. Please don't switch up the codes, please don't switch up the codes. Please don't switch up the codes, please don't switch up the codes. When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes. Ay. When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes, man. Yeah, let me hear that real quick.
Hey, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We're here with Darius Haywood.
Yes, sir.
Rocky Woodrow.
Yep.
Tia and Tayshaun.
What's up? We got a question from someone on the Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, the question is for Darius.
What's good?
I hope it's for him. We don't answer questions.
No.
We ask them.
We just make statements.
Well, that's true. Not all statements. Some statements.
At Alex Place? Underscore Place. Mm. He wants to know, what's your purpose in making music?
That's a good one. My purpose in making music, I thought about this a couple months ago. And it was at a moment where I was just having like a real bad couple of weeks. And I was just kind of questioning why I still do this. And somebody had hit me up. And they was just like giving me all this credit, saying they love Black Diamond and, you know, the flows on it, the honesty on it, everything behind it. So I think my purpose for making music is really just to add motivation for people and to inspire people. And I think that's the key. Like, I've gone through a lot of stages with writing music, because I've been writing since I was 16, 15 years old. So, you know, the early stage, especially when you're young, you don't have the experience, you go through the facade stages where it's a lot of hyperbole, a lot of exaggeration. And then, you know, you go through the stage where, you know, mid-20s, you think you got life figured out. And then now it's at the stage where it's, I can be completely honest and feel comfortable with everything I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And I think once I got to that point, that's when I can truly make a difference and inspire people and motivate people, because they can trust the words you're saying. Because, you know, it's not just you speaking. They see your action. They know who you are. And like I said, if people do their research, they can see the things I've done. Like, I was the first person in my family to graduate from college. know what I'm saying? Little things like that. Like, these words hold true, you know? So I think that's my purpose, is to motivate and inspire. And I've always been like that since I was a kid, you know, whether it was basketball or people thinking I should be a teacher when I grew up. Like, it was always because I was somebody that people would get behind.
You jumped the gun. I was going to ask you about the teacher thing later. I'm going to ask you about it now because this is in my notes. You talk a lot about school and teachers and being doubted, mm-hmm. and things like that. But then on the other hand, they look at you crazy when you show an intelligence, and you're clearly a bright dude.
Facts.
What was it like? Were you actually, like, did you have teachers that didn't think you were going places?
And I'll tell you, my mom, I be still asking my mom stories, because I'd be like, yo, was I really that bad? And she'd be like, yeah, because I was a bad kid. I was very bad.
Really?
Very bad. Yeah, absolutely bad. Conduct, what?
Really?
But like some others, it was a catch-22 because I was getting honor roll. Like, what do you do with a kid you can't control, off the wall, but you give him a test, he's getting A's and B's. You know, so it was one of those scenarios where teachers just couldn't deal with me. Some teachers just got fed up, and it's understandable. But, you know, shout out to teachers like Miss Peroni and Brockton High. And
shout out Miss Peroni one time.
Miss McLaren. Miss McLaren, too. Miss McLaren. Miss McLaren was my English teacher. Let me tell you something about Miss McLaren. She's probably, you know, no disrespect to any other teacher, but she's probably the first teacher that really challenged me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Strong black lady. She was just like, she wasn't with it. She wasn't with the games. She saw right through it. And she used to shut me down, like, in class. Like, and I remember she gave me, it might have been like second term. She gave me a C+. And she told me, she was like, I could have gave you higher than that. But she was like, your attitude's terrible. And she was like, you got to fix that. And I remember I worked mad hard and ended up getting like a B+, like A-B+ the next term. And she's always been somebody I looked at like, that helped change my attitude about school and how I had to, you know, leave the class clown stuff, leave the ridiculousness out of it, and really, like, you know what I'm saying, put my foot down, because she saw something special in me. And every time I see it, it's always love, like, for real.
This is why you're the realest. Just shouting out the teachers.
Word.
Teachers are huge. So I was going to ask if you had other mentors you followed instead, but it sounds like you did. So you have a few teachers that connected with you.
Yeah, really. It's like teachers, like, I never had like the traditional mentor,
yeah,
per se. You know, there's that one person I went to for 20 plus years or whatever. It was really just a lot of people. And my uncles played a big role in my life. Like my uncle Aaron, you know, he's a couple years older than me, but he's like my big brother. You know what I'm saying? He's never had a younger brother. I never had an older brother. So he was always the de facto big brother to me, and I learned pretty much everything about life and just, you know, even girls and how to dress, you know what I'm saying? I learned everything from him, good and bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of, if you pay attention to my music, a lot of these stories are about him, and a lot of my motivation comes from him, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of his friends that he grew up with, and you know, he was running around with, they like my uncles as well. You know, they did a lot for me. Like, even my, for instance, one story, my uncle Cook, my man Cook, you know, that's one of his close friends, call him Cookie. I was walking to Supremes one day. I had just passed my driving test.
Back to Supremes.
This is facts. I'm walking to Supremes. I had just passed my driving test or whatever. I had no bread to go pay to get the photo. You know, it was like $75 at the time. So he's driving by, he sees me walking. They all knew me. In the city, they'll tell you they knew me by the way I walk. That's how people used to spot me. So he pulls up and he's like, yo, what you doing? I was like, yeah, just, you know, pass my driving test, whatever. He's like, oh, word? He's like, you didn't get the license? I was like, yeah, $75. He was like, yo, here, gave me the bread. And he was like, yo, don't go spend it. Go to the DMV right now. And I went straight there and got my license. Like, stuff like that. That's what they do. That's how it was. They always kept me out the streets. You know what I'm saying? Even when, you know, things got crazy and I would try to go to them for stuff, they would be like, they shut me down, like, nah, not you. Like, we need to handle, we'll handle that. But, you know, they kept me away from all that. And I think that's what's lacking nowadays. True OGs like that, you know? People rather see you do the dirt and keep you away from it. It's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's super real, dog. That's super real. Damn.
It's nothing but realness.
Word. Super real.
So I rock with Darius. We have mad off the air convos, but we never.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. This is what I say. I understand why people, you know, do the things they do, but I don't know why people. I still don't understand why people don't just be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so crazy. Like, you feel the pressure. Like, the pressure is different. Like, I don't know what it's like to have a, you know, multi-million dollar deal. You got to deliver and all this stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, if you don't feel your story is impactful enough or, you know, quote unquote, real enough for you to share that, why are you doing this?
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people just aren't honest with themselves to begin with, and then it spirals out from
there.
And
you're going to run into trouble with that.
Yeah. Like,
you're going to run into trouble, whether it's finding the creativity to make music. You know, you have to live life. You have to be able to draw from past experiences and still, you know, live your life currently and be true to that.
It's a lot of work being two people at once.
Yeah, it is.
Some people are like five, you know.
And I get that, because especially early on, I was really worried about, like, I didn't want people to be shied away or just write me off as some street rapper, because I have to tell those tales. That's the difference. Like, it's not, I never glorify anything. I never glorify that in my music, but I have to tell these stories. Like, and that's, I feel that's a requirement for me, you know, if I'm going to do music. Like, these are people, some people don't have voices no more, you know, God bless the dead. Some people, you know, they locked behind a wall for 30 plus years. You know, I have to tell these stories.
Absolutely. And you're telling them, so salute to you for that. You've been at it for, so you talked about this earlier too, Atlanta.
Huge. That was so instrumental in just where I'm at now, man. Like, those 2 years I was down there, man, it really felt like an eternity. Number one, just from the culture shock. You're driving, I drove into Georgia from Massachusetts. So when you're on 85, right, and you're getting into the city of Atlanta, they have a bunch of buildings that look 3D, because you're coming around a corner and it's the highways are wide. It's like five lanes, six lanes. And you just see these big buildings that look like three-dimensional coming at you. And
wait a minute. Isn't the whole world 3D?
Like, I'm telling you.
Wait a minute.
Yo, it looks like, it feels like virtual reality, bro. And I used to tell
people. Is it the towers or something? There's like a couple towers.
Yeah,
I haven't been, but my boy
was
down there.
One
was
like the Wells Fargo, and then it's like, it's like one of the main ones, and then it's like a couple other buildings.
Okay.
It's like right in the, it's called Midtown, the Midtown area in Atlanta. And I used to ride around sometimes and just be like, yo, I'm a long way from home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just when people, you know, when artists from Atlanta talk about the trap and all that, I be telling people, like, it's different. I'm talking about people really living in these boarded up houses, trapping out the grocery store. Like, you might see 50 people outside in the summertime, cops riding by, they know what's going on, not stopping. You know, I lived in Mechanicsville the first few months, so, you know, that's why they shot the ATL movie, like, and it's we talking about the slums for real. And that's just from a culture aspect. And, you know, of course, there's the club life, the strip clubs, all that. But from a musical standpoint, I mean, I went down there like anybody else. Oh, we about to blow up. Deal on the table. Reality hit very quickly. 5 hours into the ride, I'm probably somewhere around New York. I'm like, yo, I don't even have a record. I don't even have a record. I can go right now. So it's like reality hits real quick. And then the first time you see a show out there, independent artist, 400 followers, going crazy, got the place on their fingertips, like crowd control, crazy, beats is knocking, like you it's totally different. And that's probably the first time I was like, all right, if the independent artists are doing this and they have no name, but in this section of the city, I'm way behind.
Yeah,
like, I'm playing around.
But you're a natural student, so.
Right.
You got to soak it up.
Yeah.
And you can't be afraid to be in. You can't be so insecure that you like, yo, I don't even want to go to the shows because they're better than me.
Oh, like, that's not good.
You could think you're the best, whatever. That's what you're supposed to do when you're doing something. But you got to be able to be honest with yourself. If you can't even look in the mirror at home by yourself, nobody around, and be like, yo, that person's better than me, I need to get better. You're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah.
Like, if you, you know what I'm saying? And that's the hardest thing that people don't talk about. That's the hardest thing. Because you can't lie to yourself. You can't run from your conscience. It's there.
Nah.
You know? So when I seen that and just doing shows and people not reacting and stuff like that, and just, I made a bunch of bad records out there. And that's just, you know, shout out to the homies that was down there just being honest. Like, yo, that's, yeah, it's not it.
It's a hit factory right now, too.
Yeah,
they're,
you know?
They're sharp down
and
there.
And even in that, it's trying to find your own sound. I had, like, of course, I went through the period where there's like 4 or 5 records. You're using the down south flow.
Yeah.
You're looking for that tempo. You get caught up, but you have to still be able to work and sift through all that and keep working and find yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Tia actually had a solution for you that she thinks.
Oh, sure. What's up?
What?
Yeah. He was talking about this. He was talking about this. He was like.
Well, I was saying earlier, we were talking about, since you're in Atlanta, like, mm-hmm, oh, you're there for so long, why don't you try to get on Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, know? Did it cross your mind?
If you're a good artist and you go on that show,
that's crazy,
you could blow up.
Boom, boom.
I mean, that kind of is a formula nowadays, isn't it? Back then, I mean, I didn't even have the name for that. But if they would have offered, because there was some rough nights out there, if they would have offered, I might have jumped at that. Because, I mean, those were some of the most humbling times of my life as well.
So you really went down there with no plan besides, I'm going to...
Nah.
It's like the classic tale of, I'm going to L.A.
Absolutely.
It's going to change.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I was I was smart enough to see people who started winning. Like,
yeah.
Take this one artist, Young Licks, for example. You know, he's known out there. He's done his thing. He's been on, you know, been on some platforms, some big platforms and stuff like that. I remember we first went out there. The first week we was out there, we seen him perform in East Atlanta at this little club or whatever. Crazy. We like, oh, this dude's nasty. I see him in Lids 2 days later, and I'm like, oh, so they just like us. Like,
yeah,
they really out here working regular jobs and still grinding to get where they need to go. He was out of Liz like maybe 2 weeks after that.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, when you see that, and then, like, just even with my man Brandon, you know, shout out to my man Brandon Torrey, watching him grow, like, really from the bedroom, like, recording in his closet, you know what I'm saying? Like, to see him go from that to, you know, 100,000+ listeners on Spotify.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta...
It's inspiring.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I went through those insecure periods where you see your peers, you know, doing things you're not doing. And that's, you know, we went through internal things in itself with that. And, like, you have to get past that. You have to have ultimate humility if you want to be great at anything. That's the thing. Like, it's not even just music. It's sports. You know, you want to be CEO, whatever it is. You got to have a certain level of humility. And once I got comfortable with that, you know, I was able to move forward. You know what I'm saying? I sat him and our friend Fade, who's a producer that came down there, sat them down. We had some Chick-fil-A one day. I was like, yo, I don't know what I'm doing. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I need y'all help. And, you know, from then on, you know, I've been able to take constructive criticism and advice that people give me. And I've seen it work. I've taken that from Atlanta and come up here, and I've seen it work.
And you pass it on as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to. You know, I know people say the game's to be sold, not told, but I ain't with that. Money come and go. I'm going to get whatever I deserve or whatever's coming to me. I'm not going to stop somebody else from getting it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, why does their win have to be your loss?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. My man Matt Whitlock, one of the coolest dudes ever.
Shout out Matt Whitlock.
Shout out my man Matt.
Brockton.
He put me on to even, you know, getting my BMI, you know what I'm saying, collecting royalties for doing shows, stuff like that. Like, the little stuff like that, he gave me the whole game. You know what I'm saying? He from the East Side. I know him for years. And I didn't have to ask him. Like, he saw what I was doing, see me at a show, we talked. He was like, yo, you doing all this? Boop, 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 boop.
Good people.
How can
sure.
I not pass that on, you know? So whatever secrets I get or whatever info I get, if I see you really out here trying to do something and I can give you any kind of advice. Like I said, I don't have all the answers, but whatever I can give you, I'll give you.
Mm-hmm. You actually expressed that really well, especially with the hip hop transformation.
Oh, that was dope.
Because I remember one day that I was there, like after you did a little performance over there, right? Mm-hmm. I think it was like the day after. They was like, "Yo, when's Darius coming back?" Like, it was mad cool.
Nah, that was dope. And I had hit like foot about that before it even started, because you know I had watched, you know, from last year and stuff like that. And I was like, "Yo, if I could, any way I could be a part of that, if I could just come through and kick it, like I don't even know what you guys were doing. I was like, I just want to come through and kick it, because like, you guys influence me as much as I may influence y'all, like." Mm-hmm. Y'all got the sauce. You know what I'm saying? The kids, they got the energy. They know what's hot. You know what I'm saying? Even if people view them as being misguided sometimes, like I was there. And I think nowadays, even when you get older, I think we're maturing at a later age. So like I'm still a kid at heart, just like y'all. You know what I'm saying? Still trying to figure it out. So it's like that experience was dope. That was dope.
We love THAC. That's our favorite, well, my favorite episode almost every year, because they come in and the energy's crazy. They're not jaded. Yeah. They haven't slept on the couches in Atlanta. Wondering, you know, they haven't put out the best song they've ever written. Yeah. And then because they didn't, you know, do things that didn't, like, they love it. They love the music. They haven't experienced the business. They haven't, like, but they're fired up and eager.
Yeah, and you need that.
Absolutely. Shout out THHT. New album out now.
Yeah, of course. Volume 1 and 2 is on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the platforms. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we met Tayshaun way back when he was when he was learning in it.
Yeah. Oh man. That, like, it was like, what, the first year or the second year?
It was the first year, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what, 18 at the time?
I don't know.
I was like 18 at the time. I'm 21 now, but I was 18. I was 18 at the time, and I was like, I don't know, I was mad shy. This was like my first radio interview, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna come up in here, I'm gonna spit bars, I'm gonna do this, da, 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 da. I get up in here, I'm mute, like,
right. Yep.
It's mad funny. I'm just like,
yeah, even those stages,
it's quiet.
Like, you gotta do it though. You have to do it.
You gotta go through those stages. If you really wanna do this, you gotta put yourself in those awkward positions. Look, man, I was in Atlanta doing performances and button ups, looking crazy.
Oh man, yeah, that is yeah.
Looking crazy, bro. Like,
did people have jokes for you, or they just let you do it?
Nah, I mean, they just probably ignored my performance, which I understand.
Yeah.
I didn't have no stage presence. Like, I'm standing in one spot the whole time. Like, yeah. You have to go through that.
You can do it standing in one spot. I know we don't have time for this, but now there's this weird thing where people think if you're not jumping, it's not a good show. Right. But I've seen people crush from a solitary position.
You can move around in small movements, but you really gotta be like, when you do that, you really gotta be like Hove and Fab level. Like, I've seen Fab do a performance
or just rock solid. I remember. Yeah. Once again, there's not time, but you just got to own the stage.
Exactly.
And be in your music and comfortable and doing it.
Right. Tell people to respect your authority.
Yeah. We had a long talk about the SMD, all sorts of stuff, you know. But we don't have time. We're going to play this exclusive. Who's got the Jamaican air horns? This is brand new East Side Market.
Yes, sir.
Darius Haywood from the East is produced by you, Rocky. Produced by Rocky Woodrow. You are tuning to Live Free or Die Radio. This is an exclusive record.
Exclusive.
Flex Bomb.
Eastside.
We'll be back after this.
Okay.
From the East. You know, we was like really on the hill and all that, you know what I mean? Hey.
Let me get a pack of rollies. Backwoods, cause the pack's on me. Ay. Say the game too plain, you the captain, homie. This is holy matrimony. I share the wealth, it's nice to know me. You get the ball, you going Kobe. You winning for the wins only. Sends out my window, an arm reach like my Kenfo. The pole's yelling 10-4, you hitting licks in that rental.
Them boys selling by the East Side Market.
Call the
soul to a corpse, show no remorse. 24-7, flex like L.A. fit. Got an 8-ball on the Pele, rather do a song with Dwelle. It's home, but it hurt to tell me. Damn boys selling out of East Side Market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Damn boys selling out of East Side Market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes, see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes, see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Them boys selling by the East Side Market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling by the East Side Market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Let me get a pack of Rollies. Back boys, cause the pack is on me. Ay. Instead of game two playing, you the captain, homie. This is Michael versus Russell. I nailed a jumper, no discussion. I'm Russell West with the hustle. I'm losing track of triple doubles. I got a verse, you need assistance. They box me out, I grab the misses. Scoring is the main intention. You in the lane, I frame the picture. Them boys selling out of East Side Market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Cop a slice from Supremes. Half the tan hit the corner store. I was looking for the quarter waters. They was moving with a quarter on them. On the bus like a fresh scholar. Had the fresh collars with the horses on them. Had the cash, they was copping it. Chance sport full of property. Them boys selling out of East Side Market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling out of East Side Market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes, see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes, see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Them boys selling out of East Side Market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling out of East Side Market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target?
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Darius Haywood checking in, man. And shout out to my man Uncle Sam at LFOD Radio, putting on for New England as always. It's your boy from the East.
Hey, we're going to be from the East soon too, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're moving in, moving down. So, before we gotta get out of here, we got a few things we need to talk about. First of all, this is going to be up Thursday morning.
Uh-huh.
But if you subscribe on iTunes or wherever you subscribe to podcasts, we're on all of them. You'll probably get it sometime Wednesday night.
That's a little sneak peek there.
If you don't want to do that, you can follow us at LFOD Radio or at LiveFreeOD Radio on Twitter everywhere, and we'll tweet it out. You can follow it there. SoundCloud.com/LFOD is fire as well, and we'll have a snippet. We do not have any guests next week, so submissions at LFODradio.com. And you can get Darius at Darius Haywood.
At Darius Haywood, all across the board.
My man here, one more time.
Rocky Woodrow, RAUXYWOODRO.
Two X's on Twitter.
Yes.
So my man Rocky, some love, B.
So Darius, I heard you came in here with some bars.
Oh man, you know I can't leave it out here without blessing the mic, you know what I'm saying?
First bars of 2018.
Yes, sir.
Whenever you're ready, my man.
508 from the East is how we gonna do it. We're gonna do it like this. Look. Used to write raps and composition books. Now I'm on stage and words get me booked. It's militant measures for my competitors. Salute to the brothers who still ahead of ya. Never confuse the hate with fake love. When it's fake, then that mean that you great or something. Get you a plate or something. Care what I'm eating, you boys might want to wait or something. That's just a tip. Get off my tip while I'm paying less attention to lists. Folks listen, got me paying less attention to hits. Still pitching Kurt Schilling, going seven innings. I stand in my own blood before a life sentence. Life different when your mama got morals and she raising you right. But kept her feet by the soil, the feds raided us twice. 16 with an M16. 16 with an M16. Close range, agent put it right in front of my eyes. You see the flame, you can hear the pain every time I go off. Looking for a name, we just know it all. But know it all, know some felons who say no to law. Say no to jobs in the field, keep a protocol. That's protocol. Nato said he got my letter and he took it to heart. Manu told me keep on rapping, boy, you built for the charts. Young said you found your sound, boy, you hitting your mark. Rod told me kill these boys, he on point from the start. I be right off the road, sit McCollin with Jigga. You probably thought that was hoe. You like a father, my... Cheat these words like scriptures, chase the liquor with the water, hope it wash my sins. Line sharper than my barber, mama lawyer tried the best to quote it. Corner pointed, mama felon, then she got promoted. At least you notice we can never win. System handicap, your family selling medicine. Then retail it, it's prevalent. Comes out natural when you talking, what's your element? Silent precedent, the G's trust me with the evidence. Met my daddy, I was 23. About a mile away, his mom lived off of Summer Street. Remember Summer Beast with no names. Never gotta speak, cause we don't get them clowns, no fame. East what I proclaim, I don't rhyme with y'all. Why you let these people lie to y'all? Put a line on y'all, then I'm signing off. Darius Hayward from the East, man. Shout out my man Rocky Woodrow, Uncle Sam, LFOD Radio. We in this for life.
From the East!
Be with us or bear witness. It's that simple.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm in like for this that. Album now, boys. I am in like now.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna be beautiful.
Oh man,
yeah, we coming with it, man.
Yo, like, if you're coming on LFOD Radio, you need to bring some bars. Well, you don't need to, but if you're gonna bring them, they need to be at that level.
Appreciate that. Yo.
You always
Thank
bring
you.
Bars. You're a rapper. You bring bars.
That's okay? A.
That's 2018.
No, it's standard
that's it.
Now.
That's
standard.
It, man.
Oh man, we can discuss. We can discuss. We'll get the protocol. Yo, we're getting out of here.